The Talmud of Tmanuel. Translation of the Aramaic scrolls written by Judas Iscariot, the disciple of Tmanuel, Jesus, discovered in 1963 by Edward Albert Meyer in the tomb where Tmanuel had lain for 3 days. Translated into German by Isa Rashid and Billy Edward Albert Meyer. Foreword. In 1963 the text presented in this book was discovered by Billy Edward Albert Meyer in the form of scrolls encased in preservative resin, after a Greek Catholic priest by the name of Isa Rashid discovered the actual burial cave of Tmanuel, who has been erroneously called Jesus Christ. Written in the literary language of Old Aramaic, the document was buried under flat rock in the tomb. It was Rashid's wish that his name not be publicized. He feared, and rightfully so, that he would be persecuted by the church and the Israelis and perhaps even be assassinated, a possibility that unfortunately became true later. The author of the scrolls was a contemporary and disciple of Tmanuel who is known by the name of Judas Iscariot. For about 2,000 years he has been wrongly denounced as the traitor of Tmanuel. Although he had nothing to do with the betrayal. This ugly deed was actually carried out by Judah Iscariot, the son of a Pharisee. In order to save their threatened heresy, today's still dominant Orthodox and conservative clergy and their naive followers will probably attempt to deny the scrolls, destroy this book and denounce it as lies, as they have done with many other ancient writings that bore witness to the truth. See, for example, the books Enoch and Jezra, among others, which were removed from the Bible because they had been too close to the truth when handed down. As before, it will happen again that this writing will be attacked and probably taken out of circulation. It will probably happen that pressure from many sides will be exercised on the editor of the writing, or he may be persecuted or assassinated in order to preserve the true religion. 3 attempts on his life were made in 1976, once even in the presence of witnesses. By the end of 1990 the number of murder attempts had increased to 13. Certainly efforts will be made to induce police, authorities, public prosecutors, judges and courts of all kinds to prohibit this book, to ridicule it, to repudiate it or to suppress it, actions which, however, will not detract one iota from its veracity. The obscurantists in charge certainly will proceed with all circumspection, skill and intrigues to have the document dismissed, denounced as a hoax and quashed, as has been the case upon publication of other writings whose original scripts, however, were then hidden in the Vatican Library in Rome. But there will also ensue an outcry against the text from the religious fanatics and other misled persons who will want to proceed with all means against its existence and the editor. It has always been like that, as everyone knows there is no shying away from murder, assassination or anything similar. The editor is well acquainted with this fact and consequently has taken necessary precautions. But the Holy Ministry, the Holy See in Rome and the Pope have always taken steps to build up or to save the erroneous cult religion of Christianity. In this connection the readers need only to think of the Inquisition, ordered by the Holy See, to whose command millions of people in Europe alone were brutally slaughtered, tortured and murdered. The number of murders on record committed by the Holy See amounted to 9 million during the Inquisition, while the number of undocumented murders adds at least another 9 million. This translation provides strong evidence that the cult religion's heretic doctrines have manipulated the truth and that they are the irresponsible machinations of unscrupulous men, some of whom were hired by the Holy See. Others were foolish, fanatical, in a deranged state of consciousness, or power-hungry human beings who, without hesitation or scruple, misled humanity for thousands of years, shedding the blood of millions through murder. Furthermore, The descendants of these murderers and unscrupulous men established over the centuries a millennia mighty cult religious power capable of ruling over all humanity. In the course of past millennia, the cult religions ruthlessly, and through bloody and brutal murders, fought their way to become the most powerful forces of the earth, to which even brutal and dictatorial governments bowed down and still do. Cult religion, the most sordid pretext of maximum power in the name of false and mendacious love that literally walks over dead bodies without hesitation or scruple? Backed by the false doctrine of the New Testament, a Christian cult religion meddles in the politics of all countries. Moreover, it is not embarrassed to interfere in the most intimate family life of human beings, even in the bed of marriage partners, in order even there to attack and destroy the last and most private secrets of human beings. Now finally has come the time when a stop can be put to all these unscrupulous activities, if man becomes sensible enough, revises his thinking and devotes himself to the real teachings of Emmanuel. In all likelihood, all those who have bashed their heads against the brick wall of the cult religion's deceitful madness and are therefore no longer capable of normal and sensible thinking, will fight and oppose it with all means, and yet, their desperate fight will be in vain, because truth will be stronger than any cult religious mania or dirty lie, even though the lie has been in existence for thousands of years. The scandalous falsehoods of cult religions will now be shattered and destroyed for good, no matter how much the cult religions and all their followers and advocates rebel against it. Finally, truth will be victorious, even though it must be secured through great struggles, as it has been written in the scriptures, which say that the truth will provoke a worldwide catastrophe. However, truth is required and must no longer be silenced. A catastrophe will be understandable if one considers that the cult religions have attained immense power, which so far has enabled them to suppress, with murderous and sordid means, all truths directed against them. They will again attempt to do this, even if it means indulging in murder, as has often been the case in the past. For this reason, the editor of this work will run the risk of being persecuted by order of the cult religions, private fanatics and sect members, to be murdered or be handed over to the courts. From all this may the earthling at last realize what the cult religions are and with what type of bloody means they fight the truth, as it is only in this way that they are capable of maintaining their full power and control over the enslaved human beings. Here it must be pointed out emphatically that followers and supporters of the true teachings of Emmanuel are just as much at risk as is the editor of this document himself. However, the editor is even more endangered, because he is the contact man for extraterrestrial intelligences and very highly developed spiritual entities on exalted planes, who transmit to him true spiritual teachings that he disseminates without modification, thereby exposing the lies of the cult religions, which will lead to their slow but certain eradication. Isa Rashid, the discoverer of the burial cave and translator of the original scrolls, was equally endangered, so that years earlier he took the precaution of withdrawing from the church to live incognito somewhere with the family he had started in the interim. Conscious of the immense power of the cult religions, he wanted to conceal both his name and the original scripts from the public. He rightfully feared for his life and for those of his beloved family, all of whom since that time have become victims of the cult religion's persecutors, by whom they were assassinated. Long before this point in time, Rashid, under the seal of secrecy that his name not be mentioned, gave the translation of the scrolls to his good friend, the editor, Edward Meyer. But it was not until 1974 that Meyer, in turn, received permission from the plane of Arahatathrasada to make the translation of the scrolls accessible to other interested circles. In 1963, Rashid on various occasions took his friend, Edward Meyer, to the actual burial cave of Emmanuel, which was practically filled with a great deal of sand and dirt. In the course of excavations, Meyer subsequently found various items that confirmed the contents of the scripts. Unfortunately, it must be mentioned that the document is no longer complete, since various pieces of the scrolls were completely illegible and decayed. Furthermore, some were obviously missing. What was preserved nevertheless bears shocking witness that in the course of 2 millennia, an infamous false doctrine, a web of unequaled lies, was manufactured around the person of Immanuel in order to erect a cult religious power and unscrupulously enslave earthlings, all this truly at the cost of misled, trusting and unaware human beings and their belongings, and above all at the cost of innocently spilled blood through the dirty intrigues of the Holy See, which deceitfully preaches love for the purpose of exploitation, enslavement and assault of people on earth. It is very rare that one individual succeeds in publicizing themes and truths that clarify causal connections or at the least shed some light on them when they pertain to cult religions or political matters. The existing practice proves that, as a rule, such human beings are unscrupulously persecuted, tortured and murdered. Forces called to the fore appear promptly, knowing how to place the truthful contents of a statement into a dim light. To them any means is justifiable to make truth itself into a travesty. But that is not all. Because as soon as anything is published and disseminated that clarifies causal relationships and truths concerning cult religions or political matters, then, the publications are taken out of circulation with the help of clergy, police, government agencies, courts, the powerful of the cult religions and their fanatical followers. The publications are safeguarded or destroyed, to continue depriving the earthling of the real truth, letting him starve and perish woefully in his misery of false thinking and false teachings, because only in so doing can he be further exploited to his last drop of blood, particularly by governments and cult religions. The German version of the Talmud manual does not correspond to the original translation from ancient Aramaic because Isa Rashid neither mastered the German language sufficiently nor was he familiar with the code of the mission to the point that he could have drawn up the German version. The German version does represent a copy of the translation from ancient Aramaic, but in a form that has been corrected by Edward A. Billy Meyer and supplied with a code required by the mission. Thus, the German version represents a product 80% of whose style and sentence structure was achieved by Edward A. Meyer, while the remaining 20% must be considered Isa Rashid's translation effort. Getting the German version spelled correctly, according to the ancient linguistic form, as well as the mission's required coder, comprised slightly more than 4 times the work input and energy required for the translation from ancient Aramaic. The editor, Billy Edward Albert Meyer. The Talmud of Immanuel. Chapter 1. The Genealogy of Immanuel. I. This is the book and arcanum of Immanuel, who is called the one with godly knowledge, who is the son of Joseph, grandson of Jacob, a distant descendant of David. David was a descendant of Abraham, whose genealogy traces back to Adam, the father of a lineage of terrestrial humans. Adam was begotten by Semjasa, the leader of the celestial sons who were the guardian angels of God, the great ruler of the travelers from the far. The title God is not capitalized unless it refers to the Judeo-Christian God. 2. Semjasa, the celestial son and guardian angel of God, the great ruler of the voyagers who traveled here through vast expanses of the universe, took a terrestrial woman and begot Adam, the father of the white human population. 3. Adam took for himself an earth wife and begot Seth. 4. Seth begot Enos. 5. Enos begot Achjubiel. 6. Achjubiel begot Aruzik. 7. Aruzik begot Kenan. 8. Kenan begot Mahalalel. 9. Mahalalel begot Yerachbimeel. 10. Yerachbimeel begot Jared. 11. Jared begot Enoch. 12. Enoch begot Methuselah. 13. Methuselah begot Lamech. 14. Lamech begot Tamzal. 15. Tamzal begot Daniel. 16. Daniel begot Asel. 17. Asel begot Samsaphil. 18. Samsaphil begot Jalmjael. 19. Lamjael begot Tril. 20. Tril begot Hamak. 21. Hamak begot Noah. 22. Ni begot Sam. 23. Sam begot Arpaxt. 24. Arpaxt begot Betrael. 25. Betrael begot Ramuel. 26. Ramuel begot Ezekiel. 27. Ezekiel begot Armers. 28. Armers begot Sala. 29. Sala begot Eber. 30. Eber begot Peleg. 31. Peleg begot Regu. 32. Regu begot Serug. 33. Serug begot Arisl. 34. Arisl begot Nahor. 35. Nahor begot Sarah. 36. Sarah begot Abraham. 37. Abraham begot Jisak. 38. Jisak begot Jacob. 39. Jacob begot Judah. 40. Judah begot Anange. 41. Anange begot Rahel. 42. Rahel begot Perez. 43. Perez begot Hezron. 44. Hezron begot Ram. 45. Ram begot Amjnadab. 46. Amjnadab begot Savbi. 47. Savbi begot Naasan. 48. Naasan begot Sana. 49. Sana begot Boaz. 50. Boaz begot Obed. 51. Obed begot Jesse. 52. Jesse begot David. 53. David begot Solomon. 54. Solomon begot Asa. 55. Asa begot Gadiel. 56. Gadiel begot Josaphat. 57. Josaphat begot Laura. 58. Joral begot Armaniel. 59. Armaniel begot Uzjah. 60. Uzjah begot Jothan. 61. Jothan begot Godriel. 62. Godriel begot Ahaz. 63. Ahaz begot Shtskja. 64. Shtskja begot Manas. 65. Manas begot Amen. 66. Amen begot Jozja. 67. Jozja begot Jojikj. 68. Jojikjan begot Sealtj. 69. Sealtjan begot Jequ. 70. Jequ begot Zerubbabel. 71. Zerubbabel begot Abjad. 72. Abjad begot Eljikjan. 73. Eljikjan begot Asar. 74. Asar begot Zadok. 75. Zadok begot Hakjan. 76. Achim begot Eljud. 77. Eljud begot Eleazar. 78. Eleazar begot Mathan. 79. Mathan begot Jacob. 80. Jacob begot Joseph. Thus, the German version represents a product 80% of whose style and sentence structure was achieved by Edward A. Meyer, while the remaining 20% must be considered Issa Rashid's translation effort. Getting the German version spelled correctly, according to the ancient linguistic form, as well as the missions required coder, comprised slightly more than four times the work input and energy required for the translation from ancient Aramaic. The editor, Billy Edward Albert Meyer. 81. Joseph was the husband of Mary, the mother of Jmanuel, who was impregnated by a distant descendant of the celestial son, Ursiel, who was the guardian angel of the secret. 82. When Joseph heard of Mary's secret impregnation by a descendant of the celestial sons from the lineage of Ursiel, behold, he was filled with wrath and thought of leaving Mary before he would be married to her before the people. 83. While Joseph was thinking in this manner, behold, a guardian angel, sent by Gabriel, the celestial son who had impregnated Mary, appeared and said, 84. Joseph, Mary is betrothed to you, and you are to become her spouse. Do not leave her, because the fruit of her womb is chosen for a great purpose. Marry her in all openness, so that you may be husband and wife before the people. 85. Behold, the impregnation of Mary occurred 11,000 years after the procreation of Adam through the celestial son Semjasa, to fulfill the word of God, the ruler of those who traveled from afar, who conveyed these words through the prophet Isaiah. 86. Behold, a virgin will be impregnated by a celestial son before she is married to a man before the people. 87. They will name the fruit of her womb Jmanuel, which translated means the one with godly knowledge, as a symbol and honor to God. Through God's power and providential care, the earth was made to bear intelligent human life when the celestial sons, the travelers from the far reaches of the universe, mated with the women of earth. 88. Behold, God and his followers came far from the depths of space, where they delivered themselves from a strong bondage, and created here a new human race and home with the early women of this earth. 89. God deserves the honor of people of earth, for behold, he is the true originator of the white and of colored earth humans, and to him honor should be given. 90. Except for him there is nothing equal in form for these human lineages created by him. Besides him, therefore, people should have no other gods who created other human lineages and other parts of the earth. 91. Except for God there is nothing of comparable form worthy of veneration. Over him and his celestial sons reigns only the omnipotence of all creation, creation itself, which should be revered. 92. Behold, therefore, over the earth reigns God, the master of the celestial sons and the people of the white and colored terrestrial lineages. 93. God is the lawgiver for these human populations and, therefore, his wishes should be fulfilled by man and woman. 94. God, the Lord, is generous in his love, but also terrible in his wrath when his laws are disobeyed. 95. Mary's impregnation is God's law, and you, Joseph, are to be her husband in matrimony. The birth of Jmanuel. 96. When Joseph heard this, however, he was mindful of his devoutness to God's laws, so he brought Mary home and married her before the people. 97. At this time a decree went out from Emperor Augustus, that all the world should be counted. 98. This census was the first of its kind and occurred at the time that Cyrenius was governor in Syria. 99. All went in to be assessed, each to his own town. 100. Joseph of Galilee, of the town of Nazareth, also went with his wife Mary into the Judaic land to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. 101. In order to be assessed with his wife, Mary, who was pregnant by the celestial son Gabriel from the lineage of Ursiel. 102. When they were there, the time came for her to give birth. 103. Since they could find no shelter, they spent the night in a stable. 104. And Mary bore her first son on the straw, wrapped him in cloth, and laid him in a manger near the animals, because there was no other room for her in the inn. Chapter 2. The Wise Men from the Orient. I. When Shmanuel was born in a stable at Bethlehem, in the shelter in the land of the Jews during the time of Herod Antipas, Tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, behold, wise men arrived in Jerusalem from the Orient and asked, 2. Where is the newborn King of Wisdom of the Jews? 3. We have seen a bright light in the sky and heard a voice saying, 4. Follow the tail of the light, because the King of Wisdom of the Jews is born, who will bring great knowledge. 5. Therefore we have come to worship the newborn King of Wisdom. 6. He shall possess the knowledge of God and be a son of the celestial son Gabriel. 7. His knowledge will be boundless, as will be his power to control human consciousness, so that humans may learn and serve creation. 8. When Herod Antipas heard of this, he was frightened, and with him everyone in Jerusalem, because they feared that the newborn child would wield dreadful power. 9. Herod Antipas called together all the chief priests and scribes from among the people and inquired of them where Shmanuel had been born. 10. And they replied, in Bethlehem, in the Jewish land. For thus it was written by the prophet Micah, 2. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of the Jews, are by no means the least among the cities in Judea, for from you shall come forth the King of Wisdom, who will bring great knowledge to the people of Israel so that they may learn and serve creation. 12. Thereupon, Herod Antipas called the wise men secretly and diligently asked them when the bright light with the long tail had appeared in the sky. 13. He later directed them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I may also come and adore him. 14. After they had listened to Herod Antipas, they departed. And behold, the light with the long tail, which they had observed in the Orient, moved ahead of them with a high singing sound until it reached Bethlehem and stood directly over the stable where the infant was born. 15. When they saw this, they were filled with great joy. 16. They then went into the stable and found the young child with his mother, Mary, and with Joseph. And they fell down and worshipped the infant and offered their treasures, which were gold, frankincense and myrrh. 17. However, the voice again rang out from the light high above, saying that they should not return to Herod Antipas because he planned evil for the young child. 18. And they returned to their homeland by another route. 19. After the three wise men had left, behold, the celestial son Gabriel appeared to Joseph, saying, 20. Arise and take the infant and his mother Mary with you and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I beckon you, because Herod Antipas is planning to seek out the young child and kill him, since he fears that this babe might wield terrible power. 21. While you are in Egypt, I will send my messenger to Herod Antipas to teach him the truth. 22. And Joseph arose and took the young child and his mother by night and escaped under the guidance of the celestial son Gabriel in the descending light, which fled with them to Egypt. 23. Here they remained until Herod Antipas had a change of mind and his inner fear abated. 24. When Herod Antipas realized that he had nothing to fear from the young boy, who was credited only with great wisdom and knowledge, he felt safe in his realm. Thus, he promised the messenger of the celestial son Gabriel he would no longer pursue Mary, Joseph and Shmanuel. 25. Now that Herod Antipas and his followers had changed their attitude, behold, the celestial son Gabriel appeared again before Joseph in Egypt, and said, 26. Arise and take the young child and his mother Mary and move to the land of Israel. All those who sought the child's life have had a change of heart. 27. And Joseph stood up, took the child and his mother, and returned into the light which once more had appeared. It brought them to Israel. 28. The celestial son Gabriel brought them back to the land of Galilee. 29.